Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. As I've said so many times to you, I do pray that it's genuine food, not snack food, but food that really helps to build your life stronger. Take in the word. You know, sometimes just sit with the word for 5 minutes. You'd be amazed at what you think of. Sometimes it's a distraction, but many times you're quiet and you're listening and God has a chance to say something to you. Just a thought comes to your head that you never had before. Whatever. Just be as close to your Savior as you can. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Vincent de Paul, who did so much work for the poor, so much care for the poor. So let's take a look at the opening prayer and then at the first reading. The opening prayer says, O God, who for the relief of the poor and the formation of the clergy endowed the priest St. Vincent de Paul with apostolic virtues, grant, we pray, that afire with that same spirit we may love what he loved and put into practice what he taught. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. You know, brothers and sisters, we can mouth all the words, but the real question is, what are we doing for the poor? Are we really serving them? It can be through prayer. It can be through a small offering. Whatever it is that you have the power to give, there are many people who simply have nothing, even in our world today that has so much. There's still so many who have almost nothing. So let's just ask St. Vincent de Paul to help each of us to pray that the Holy Spirit would guide us and lead us and show us how to help other people. I remember one time, I think I was about 6 years old or 7 years old, and I was standing on the corner right next to my grandmother's house. How I got out of the house, I can't say, but I got out. And I was standing there on the corner with a lollipop in my hand. And down comes the train that just usually went from, it's a local train, but so it wasn't going very fast, but they came by us. And the engineer reached out and he said, who's that for? And I said, you? He stopped the train and got out and took it. And I don't know whether he seriously needed it or not. But it's obvious that people don't expect people to reach out to them. How many people do we see in the streets that are genuinely poor? Is there something you could give them? A dollar, even 50 cents, or 5 or 10 if you can. Or give them good food, whatever way you can to serve. Please, Jesus is in the guise of the poor of our cities, our communities, our towns. He's right there. So let us open our eyes to pay attention to those who are poor. The reading, the first reading today, comes from the prophet Zechariah. This word of the Lord of hosts came. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am intensely jealous for Zion, stirred to jealous wrath for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it be in those days be impossible in my eyes also, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, lo, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun and from the land of the setting sun. I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God with faithfulness and justice. You know, if you're a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home father because of the circumstances in your family and you have small children, let's think about being a good example to our children. I remember my dad at the gas station reaching out to help the poor. It was not easy, but he would always have something he could take out of his little store and bring it for the poor. And I remember standing on the streets with other people, giving to the poor, and honestly, about 99/10 of them were so grateful. And they just kept saying, this is for me, this is for me, because nobody, it seems, had ever really given them something. Brothers and sisters, look around for the poor in your own neighborhood. Look for their needs. See what you can do to help them. For the Lord will build up Zion again, says Psalm 102, and appear in all his glory. The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer. Let this be written for the generation to come, and let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. The children of your servants shall abide, and their posterity shall continue in your presence, that the name of the Lord may be declared in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples gather together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Brothers and sisters, there's so many poor in our world. Oh, but we're America. There are still many who are desperately in need. And I remember, even as a child, my dad walking me down the streets with him. He'd give a little money to one and to another, something else. It wasn't big, but it was a sign of we're all one in Christ. And we want to help those who are poor and those who are needy. And God comes to us so often through others. He comes to us so often through the cry of the poor. He comes to us for those who are in need of so many different kinds. Don't turn away from what God is offering you. He's offering you a chance to care for him in the poor. Think of it that way, because that's what God is doing. He is there in those poor. They may be deeply embarrassed. They may be ashamed. My goodness, brothers and sisters, right about half a block from our house, there was a red light, and there was a little step there before you'd have to walk across the road. And people who were very poor would just stand there and wait because the buses stopped there. Taxi cabs going around the corners would be there. And brothers and sisters, we fed the poor. And I remember one man, when I gave it to him, and he said, this is for me? And I said, yes. I didn't know what else to say at 8 years of age. I said, yes. And he took it and thanked me. I know there can be imposters. I know all that kind of thing. I know what goes on. But brothers and sisters, if you look closely, you'll be able to tell. You really will be able to tell. You're serving Christ in the poor. You're helping him. You're serving your Lord when you serve the poor. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 46 to 50. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Don't we do that? Jesus realized the intention of their hearts, and he took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who's least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Reach always out. Reach out to help the poor, the neglected, the people in your, or people who are ill in your neighborhood, whatever the case may be, please reach out, for you are serving the Lord when you do that. John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." And Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is with you." Brothers and sisters, Jesus dwells in us, and Jesus dwells in our neighbors who are baptized. He dwells in us. And when we reach out to serve the poor, we're doing it right with the Lord. He's right there beside us. Take a look around you. I know what it can feel like. You kind of want to stay away from somebody who needs something because you don't want to get tangled up. You have too much to do. And that can seriously be an answer every once in a while, but not always. Please, you know, as I said to you before, carry a package of gum in your purse. Carry lifesavers. Carry them. Carry crackers. Just carry them in your purse or in your pocket and just give a few to the people who you see are in need. Because, brothers and sisters, God will bring them to you. You might not see them for a few days, but they'll see you, and then they'll come. I don't know about you, but I fully believe that Christ is present in every one of us who is baptized. He is. Please meet our Savior, who comes in the guise of the poor. Please, God will reward you in eternal life handsomely. Please don't just do it once and say, "Okay, I did it. Look around. Even if you could organize a group who could work with you, that would be another step you could take. Let's reach out to the poor. Let's help them. You've eaten a good meal, you're satisfied, you're happy. But what about a whole, I don't know, half the world probably, who is poor and who is in need? Reach out to them with your heart and then say a prayer for them and give them whatever it is you can give them. May God abundantly, brothers and sisters, bring those people to you. Even as I speak, may he bring those people to you in the next weeks and help them. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.